The next step to clarify Texas abortion law may have to start where the law began.
At the end of the day, it probably really would go back to the legislature to help define exactly what that should look like.
Dr. Sharif Zafran chairs the board that oversees medical practice in Texas. The state Supreme Court wants them to give guidance to doctors who are trying to decide whether women with pregnancy complications can legally get abortions. But Zafran expects the board will stay out of it, so long as courts are involved.
This is the topic of abortion. Do you think that the court issues will ever be fully adjudicated on this?
Again, it's tough because you're dealing with a lot of hypotheticals, and it's hard to come up with every single type of hypothetical scenario.
Is there not a benefit to having help for the physicians who are tasked with making these decisions?
Possibly, but again, in the past, when we issue guidance, not following that guidance didn't necessarily mean that you could potentially be prosecuted in court still.
He says prosecutors may not agree with any guidelines the medical board issues, meaning doctors who follow the recommendations could still face criminal charges or civil lawsuits.
So I'm not sure how helpful it would be one way or the other.
While he didn't rule out ever issuing guidance, he says defining the law is not the medical board's job.
It's a very emotional subject. It's a very controversial subject. And because of that, we really have to follow the letter of the law.
We could not get in touch with Kate Cox's attorneys who are out of the office this week. They've said she went out of state to get an abortion. For other cases still making their way through the court system, tonight the medical board says it's not its job to clarify what's legal and what's not, even if judges want them to.
When Texas mother Kate Cox learned her fetus had a fatal anomaly, she filed a lawsuit to get a medical exemption to the state's abortion ban. But the Texas High Court ruled that she did not qualify for that exemption, adding confusion to who does. Autumn Kaiser is a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood, a nonprofit provider of reproductive and sexual health care. She says Texas laws are confusing, especially for doctors who could face 99 years in prison for violations. She spoke to VOA over Zoom.
And the laws in Texas right now, just that they are not aimed at the person who is seeking abortion services. The consequences of that are for abortion providers and people who assist people with seeking abortion.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton did not respond to requests for comment from VOA regarding Texas laws. Kaiser says many healthcare providers in Texas are afraid to talk about abortion. States began making their own laws after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the constitutional right to abortion in 2022. Cox left Texas to have an abortion in a state that still allows the procedure. Kaiser says that adding to the confusion in Texas are the nearly 200 pregnancy resource or crisis centers. The American Medical Association describes these centers as organizations that seek to intercept women with unintended pregnancies who might be considering abortion. Texas Alliance for Life Executive Director Joe Poyman says women have much to gain from these centers, like this one in the city of Pflugerville.
Our goal is to make a society such that no woman would even consider having an abortion because she feels there are no alternatives. We do have vast alternatives.
Brittany Green directs the Pflugerville Center.
Happily write them a statement of pregnancy test results and help them walk through the path for getting health insurance through the state. The next step that we'll provide for someone is an ultrasound just to establish that there is a baby within the uterus.
After some Pregnancy Resource Center clients used the online customer review platform Yelp to say they mistakenly thought the Pregnancy Resource Center they visited provided abortions, Yelp added a disclaimer to pages for pregnancy resource centers, reading, "Crisis pregnancy centers do not offer abortions or referrals to abortion providers." That prompted Texas to sue Yelp for what Paxton, the state attorney general, says is misleading and inaccurate language. Yelp is suing Texas for infringing on what the company says are its right to free speech. And in addition to Cox, more than 20 women are part of an ongoing lawsuit challenging the state's abortion laws for complex pregnancies. Planned Parenthood's Kaiser says none of this is surprising.
His lawsuits are heartbreaking and awful and tragic, and the clear outcome of what happens when you stop allowing, you know, doctors to do their job.
Kaiser said that with the dire state of prenatal care in Texas and the state's efforts to eliminate Planned Parenthood's funding, the truth is that pregnancy resource centers may be some women's only health care option in Texas.
You're in a situation like we are in the state of Texas right now where you have no resources in some cases, when you're out in the middle of a, you know, healthcare desert, when you're miles and miles away from a respected or trusted healthcare provider. For me or someone in my position to say, don't go there when you have no other resources, you know, that's a hard call.
Dina Mitchell, VOA News, Austin, Texas.
My body!
My body!
My body!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
My body!
My choice!
Bands off! Bands off!
Our body!
Bands off!
Our body!
Bands off!
Our body!
Bands off!
Our body!
Tonight, a major legal battle over abortion rights unfolding in Texas, with the state Supreme Court stepping in to temporarily block a pregnant woman from obtaining an emergency abortion she's seeking after learning her fetus is non-viable.
I am extremely disappointed, but not really surprised.
Molly Duane is the attorney representing 31-year-old Kate Cox, the pregnant mother of two, suing the state, claiming she's being denied care because of Texas's 6-week abortion ban. Cox, who is 20 weeks pregnant, recently told NBC News that doctors said proceeding with her pregnancy could pose significant risk to her own health and her ability to have more children in the future.
I was, you know, shocked when I found out I would not be able to get the medical care that I need, you know, here in my home state.
On Thursday, a Texas judge ruled that Cox could terminate her pregnancy. But overnight, the state Supreme Court temporarily halted that ruling in response to an appeal from State Attorney General Ken Paxton. This legal battle, now becoming one of the most high-profile abortion cases yet since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in last year's Dobbs case.
What is the significance of this case in terms of the broader debate over abortion access?
What's significant here is that we're now trying to hammer out some of the nuances of the Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs. And what we're finding is that things are a lot more complicated than simply the right to abortion or not the right to abortion.
Issuing a temporary stay on the lower court's decision will now give the Texas Supreme Court more time to issue a final ruling. But Cox's attorney says meantime Cox's health is in limbo.
For Kate, this is health care that every hour, every minute, certainly every day really counts.
Liz, given the urgency of this case, what comes next?
Well, Jose, a decision from the Texas Supreme Court could come at any time, but Cox's attorney says time is really of the essence, that Cox has already been to the emergency room 4 times due to complications from this pregnancy.
Liz Kreutz, thank you very much.
Thanks for watching. Stay updated about breaking news and top stories on the NBC News.
All right. January 4th, 2024. I have a shift to get to. Mark Lamont Hill is a buster. Continuing. We're looking over here at the Associated Press. All right. And an article that went up January 2nd. All right. 11:33 p.m. Not too long ago on the Associated Press. Article up by Kevin McGill. Headline, in Texas case, federal appeals panel says emergency care abortions not required by 1986 law. Lots of sadism going on down there in Texas. And Kevin McGill tells us that the Biden administration cannot use a 1986 emergency care law to require hospitals in Texas. Somebody edit this article. They put the word hospitals double time in the sentence. Emergency care law to require hospitals in Texas to provide abortions for women whose lives are at risk due to pregnancy, a federal appeals court ruled on Tuesday. It's one of the numerous cases involving abortion restrictions that have played out in state and federal courts after the U.S. Supreme Court ended abortion rights in 2022. The administration issued guidance that year saying hospitals must, they put must in quotes, hospitals must provide abortion services if there is a risk to the mother's life, citing the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act of 1986 and the Cat Crawling Across Your Shoulders While You Podcast Act of 2024. All right, cat down. And this 1986 act requires emergency rooms to provide stabilizing treatment for anyone who arrives at the emergency room. This looks like you could set precedent, right, where folks come in with things that are not pregnancy related and they get turned away now. So this is what folks are talking about when they say this is dangerous. I think too many people I'm ideologically aligned with say this is dangerous and don't say why. Say why. Type more letters. Continuing. The Texas state courts have also been brought separate cases about when abortion must be allowed there, despite bans on it under most circumstances. The Supreme Court ruled last month against a woman who asked for permission to abort a fetus with a fatal diagnosis. The same court heard arguments in November on behalf of women who were denied abortions despite serious risks to their health if they continued their pregnancies. The justices have not ruled on that case. Abortion opponents, the people that think it's bad, well, they done gone and challenged the emergency care law guidance in multiple jurisdictions from 1986. All right, that's the one we're still talking about. So in Texas, the state joined the abortion opponents in the lawsuit, right? Put some gusto behind it so that they could stop the guidance from taking effect and won at the district court level. The Biden administration appealed to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which has jurisdiction in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. But the appeal was rejected in Tuesday's ruling by a unanimous what? By a unanimous whom? By a unanimous 3-judge panel. 3. And yes, I did stop the recording so I could try to find their names unsuccessfully. All I could find was just lists of names of essentially everyone who's been on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Long list. A lot of men. Y'all know what the fuck I was looking for. Continuing, the ruling said the guidance cannot be used to require emergency care abortions in Texas by members of 2 anti-abortion groups. Ah, let's see what their names are. One of them is
the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians.
You see, the first word has to be American. If it wasn't American, the word patriot would have to be in there. If you don't have American or patriot, you have to have freedom. And because they support police murdering negros in the death penalty, they call themselves pro-life.
Mr. William, you don't know that about them.
Yes, the fuck I do, kid.
Continuing. The second one's name is
Gynecologist and Christian Medical and Dental Associations.
Yep. You see, gynecologists, the folks that specialize in the between me down there, well, they have declared that doctors can do no abortionizing in the between me down there. You best not be doing, because the gynecologists and the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Ah, yes. You see,
You gotta put Jesus in your vagina. That's what you gotta do. All right. Jeez, man, it's fucking terrible. Continuing. The opponents of the guidance said Tuesday, said Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of the mother. Bad faith bullshit. And they know it. They know it. You know it. I know it. We know it. Vagina Jesus knows it. Vajesus knows it. Vajesus will now be a character on the program. Continuing. So they act in bad faith, claiming that Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of the mother. They never say woman. Always has to be mother. Never say girl, woman, teenager. No, always mother. You see, because if you is be one of them folks running around with your whole fallopian tubes, all that business, you know, you got your labias and whatnot, think you're special. Well, you can never be an individual. Your life is always referenced in reference to another person. And it always has to be to a man, because if there is no man, but you have a kid, then you're a single mother. It has to be something that a man put in your body that came back out. Ill shit. I am running out of time. It is 4:32 a.m. I really have a shift to get to. Let's keep rocking this article out. Bad faith. It annoys me. It makes me tangent. But we will get this news out. But the federal guidance went too far. They say the federal guidance just went too far. Calling for abortions when an emergency condition is not present and eliminating obligations to treat the unborn child. Bad faith. And notice, like, so they're not, they said life of the mother, but when they move over to the butt part, they're saying an emergency condition is not present. They don't mention the woman. And eliminating obligations to treat the unborn child, not the woman. Fuck the woman. Fuck the girl. Fuck the teenager. Fuck them. We need that new unit of labor because capitalism needs to throw more lives at the machine until there's more yacht money for the billionaire. Throw babies at yachts. Hell, if you're reading your Bible right, I think you're supposed to dash them. Continuing. The Fifth Circuit panel sided with Texas. The opinion said language in the 1986 emergency care law requires hospitals to stabilize the pregnant woman and her fetus. And notice how what they find offensive is that they mentioned the woman and the fetus as separate. What about just try to stabilize the fetus? Let's see where they go. So we have a quote from the from Judge Kurt Engelhardt. Kurt says,
"We agree with the Texas court that EMTALA does not."
That's the emergency treatment. The 1986 law.
EMTALA does not provide an unqualified right for the pregnant mother to abort her child, especially when EMTALA imposes equal stabilization obligations. End quote.
In the appellate hearing last November, a U.S. Justice Department attorney arguing for the administration said the guidance provides needed safeguards for women and that the district court order blocking the use of the guidance was an error with potentially devastating consequences for pregnant women within the state of Texas. The panel that ruled Tuesday included Engelhardt and Corey Wilson, nominated to the court by Donald Trump, and Leslie Southwick, nominated by George W. Bush. Yep, there you have it. And so that is why, as much as the Democrats make me shake my head, a little SMH for you, I'm still gonna get up there and go to that poll and vote against the Republican on the ballot. Because the Republican will always actively, deliberately bring more harm than there already is. That's just the real deal. I am not a yellow dog. I'm just a nigga that doesn't sit around fucking obsessing over bullshit theory all day. Fuck theory. Get with reality. Reality is, these wacky snacks fucking Republicans don't give a blue fuck about anything but their preferred sadistic outcomes. Nothing more than that. That's it for them. It will never get better. If you don't have kids, don't have kids. It's only getting worse. Sign off, should I? Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Tip jar, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Enough of y'all sign up for a dollar. I could bring you more feel-good stories. Until then, please be as safe as possible wherever you are.